sexes at all times, does not respect the difference between male and female. And whereas the proposed Equal Rights Amendment to the Constitution... What? It still is not perfected. This resolution is taking more time than this body is required to accept. The chair was trying to cooperate. This motion is still defective, and it was ruled out of order. Proceed with the motion to close debate. The chair tried to give that delegate every opportunity. It is still not a completed motion. It is out of order. The question before this body was on closing debate on the main motion. Will all delegates please take their chairs? The question before this body is on the motion to close debate. You try to help. The question before this body is on the motion to close debate. All those in favor of closing debate on the main motion, rise. Will the delegates please be seated? Will delegates opposed to closing debate please rise? Cleared. Question arises on the adoption of the resolution. All those in favor, will you please rise?
delegates please take their places? So we can complete the voting on this motion. Delegates, kindly take your places. Clear the aisles and take your places. Clear the aisles and take your places so that we may complete the vote on this motion. Clear the aisles and take your places. All those opposed to the motion, please rise.
Okay, now, we are ready for the media resolution. For the introduction of the media resolution, I give to you Cy Chesler, Commissioner from New York.
Ms. Chairwoman, I move the following resolution. The media should employ women in all job categories and especially in policy-making positions. They should adopt and distribute the IWI media guidelines throughout their respective industries. They should make affirmative efforts to expand the portrayal of women to include a variety of roles and to represent accurately the numbers and lifestyles of women in society. Training opportunities should be expanded so that more women can move into all jobs in the communications industries, particularly into technical jobs. Appropriate federal and state agencies, including the Federal Communications Commission, U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, Departments of Health, Education, and Welfare, Department of Justice, and state civil rights commissions, should vigorously enforce laws which prohibit employment discrimination against women working in the mass media. These agencies should continue studying the impact of the mass media on sex discrimination and sex role stereotyping in American society. Special consideration should be given to media which are publicly funded or established through acts of Congress. Particularly, public broadcasting should assume a special responsibility to integrate women in employment and programming. Women's groups and advocacy groups should continue to develop programs to monitor the mass media and take appropriate action to improve the image and employment of women in the communications industries. They should join the campaign to de-emphasize the exploitation of female bodies and the use of violence against women in the mass media.
Great, thank you. The motion to adopt the media resolution has, on page 25 of your plan of action has been moved. Is there a second to the motion? All right, I see a yellow card on 8. Microphone 8, you are recognized. For you is that the media resolution has been moved. The previous question has been moved on that main motion. The question is, shall we move the previous question? All those in favor of moving the previous question, please rise. Sit down. Those opposed to moving the previous question, please rise. Be seated. The previous question has been moved. We will now proceed to a vote on the media resolution. All those in favor of the media resolution as it appears on page 25 of the plan of action, please rise. Thank you. Be seated. Those opposed, please rise. Be seated. The media resolution has been adopted. The next resolution which we are to consider is the resolution on minority women. For the purpose of introducing this resolution, I will recognize Jane Colbreth, Commissioner from Alabama.
Madam Chair, I move the resolution on minority women. Because minority women, including blacks, Hispanic Americans, Native Americans, and Asian Americans have historically suffered the double discrimination of being women and members of minority groups, federal, state, and local governments should act to remedy this discrimination and support the efforts of public and private institutions and women's organizations to overcome the effects of this double discrimination, racism and bigotry, and enable all women to participate fully and equally in the economic, social, and political life of our nation. All programs designed to assist women in overcoming discrimination should include specific proposals and actions to overcome the double discrimination against minority women. Bilingual programs and services should be provided to minority women to ensure their access to education, employment, and legal services which they cannot otherwise utilize due to language barriers.
The resolution on minority women has been moved. Is there a second to the motion? The motion has been moved and seconded that we adopt the resolution on minority women. The last substantive motion that I recognized was at microphone 3, so I now will recognize microphone 4. Microphone 4, you are recognized.
Madam Chairperson, I am Assemblywoman Maxine Waters, delegate from the state of California. The United Minority Caucus of International Women's Year Conference 1977 moved to substitute the resolution on minority women as it is presented in the proposed plan of action. And we would like to substitute that as follows, Madam Chairperson. Minority women share with all women the experience of sexism as a barrier to their full rights of citizenship. Every recommendation in this plan of action shall be understood as applying equally and fully to minority women. But institutionalized bias based on race, language, culture, and or ethnic origin, or governance of territories or localities have led to the additional oppression and exclusion of minority women and to the conditions of poverty from which they disproportionately suffer. Therefore, every level of government action should recognize and remedy this double discrimination and ensure the right of each individual to self-determination. Legislation, the enforcement of existing laws, and all levels of government action should be directed especially towards such problems as involuntary sterilization, monolingual education and services, high infant and maternal mortality rates, bias toward minority women's children, confinement to low-level jobs, confinement to poor, ghettoized housing, culturally biased educational, psychological, and employment testing, for instance, civil service, failure to enforce affirmative action and special admissions programs, combined sex and race bias in insurance, and failure to gather statistical data based on both sex and race so that the needs and conditions of minority women may be accurately understood. Minority women also suffer from government failure to recognize and remedy problems of our racial and cultural groups. And Madam Chairperson, for the continuation of this resolution, I would now like to yield to Billy Masters, who will read the section of this plan as it relates to American Indian Alaskan Native women.
Yeah. Please come to order. Please come to order. You know, we have agreed that we will not yield. However, I am going to rule in this case, since it seems to be the will of the body, that we will simply have a series of people read the resolution. Will you please continue reading the resolution? Thank you, sisters. Microphone four. Please continue.
Madam Chair, and I thank you, sisters. Billy Masters, Delegate at Large from the State of California, Chair of the First National Indian Women's and Alaskan Natives Caucus formed here at the IWI. American Indian and Alaskan Native women have a relationship to Earth Mother and the Great Spirit, as well as a heritage based on the sovereignty of Indian peoples. The federal government should guarantee tribal rights, tribal sovereignty, honor existing treaties and congressional acts, protect hunting, fishing, and whaling rights, protect trust status, and permanently remove the threat of termination. Congress should extend the Indian Education Act of 1972, maintain base funding of education instead of replacing it with supplemental funding, provide adequate care through the Indian Health Service, forbid the systematic removal of children from their families and communities. And assure full participation in all federally funded programs. Thank you. Madam Chair, I now yield to Marika T., who will read the section for the Asian and Pacific Islanders women. Thank you.
Thank you. Please come to order so that we can hear the rest of this resolution. Please continue reading.
Madam Chairperson, my name is Madi Koti. I am a delegate from the State of California, and I am a spokesperson for the Asian Pacific American Women's Caucus. Asian Pacific American women are wrongly thought to be part of a model minority with few problems. This obscures our vulnerability due to language and cultural barriers, sweatshop work conditions with high health hazards, the particular problems of wives of U.S. servicemen, lack of access to accreditation and licensing because of immigrant status, and to many federally funded services. Madam Chairperson, I now yield to Sandra Serrano Sul, who will read the section for Hispanic women.
Hermanas, I am Sandra Serrano Sul.
Hold on just a second. Will the body please come to order? Please come to order.
Hermanas, I am Sandra Serrano Sul, President of Comisión Femenil Mexicana Nacional. Deportation of mothers of American-born children must be stopped and legislation enacted for parents to remain with their children. Citizenship provisions should be facilitated. Legislation under the National Labor Relations Act should be enacted to provide migrant farm working women the federal minimum wage rate. Collective bargaining.
Please come to order. Please come to order. Go on, please.
Collective bargaining rights, adequate housing, and bilingual, bicultural social service delivery. Classification of existing Hispanic media as foreign press must be stopped to ensure equal access to major national events. Additionally, the Federal Communications Commission must provide equal opportunity to Hispanic people for acquisition of media facilities, radio and television, for training and hiring in order to provide Spanish language programming to this major group. Puerto Rican women emphasize they are citizens of the United States and wish to be recognized and treated as equals.
Will the body please come to order? Please come to order,
Madam Chairman.
Chairperson. Thank you.
I now yield to Coretta King, who will read the section for Black Sisters.
Thank you. Madam Chairman, on behalf of the Black women of America, I would like to read the following statement as a part of this resolution for minority women. The President and Congress should provide for full quality education, including the special admission program, and for the full implementation and enforcement of all affirmative action programs. Please come to order. At all levels of education, the President and the Congress should immediately address the crises of unemployment, which impacts the Black community and results in Black teenage women having the highest rate of unemployment. Come to order. Congress should establish a national program for the placement of children in need of parents, preferably in a family environment where the status of said children is affected by reason of racial or ethnic origin. The President and the Congress should assure federally assisted housing to meet the critical needs of Black women, especially of low and moderate income. Should direct the vigorous enforcement of all fair housing laws and provide the allocation of resources necessary to accomplish this housing goal. The President, Congress, and all federal agencies should utilize fully in all deliberations and planning processes the Black Woman's Plan of Action, which action clearly reflects and delineates other major concerns of Black women. Madam Chairman, Madam Chairperson, thank you. I move the enthusiastic adoption of this substitute resolution on behalf of all minority women in this country.
Oh, you gotta go back.
Will the body please come to order? Please come to order.